So we're back today looking at the latest with COVID-19 vaccines. The Food and Drug Administration last week approved two updated COVID-19 vaccines to help protect people from the latest strain of the virus. Today's checkup question is, should I get the newest COVID vaccine? I'm Lizzie McGreevy, SideFX Public Media Community Engagement Specialist, and I'm joined today by health reporter Ben Thorpe.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, you know, just thinking about COVID and trying to figure out if we should get this booster. So I'm hoping that you can start us off by talking about why do we even need a COVID booster right now?
Yeah, so right now we're seeing a spike in COVID activity across the country. Nationwide test positivity has been climbing and is currently at about 18%. Here in Indiana, we've been seeing hospitalizations for COVID picking up, going from a 7-day average of about 29 at the start of June to about 200 here at the end of August. Dr. Mandy Cohen is the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says immunity from previous infections provides some protection, but vaccines are still really important for us to get.
We know that protection decreases over time, and certain groups continue to be at higher risk from COVID and other viruses, and we need to continue to protect ourselves and our loved ones.
The other thing worth mentioning is Cohen says COVID mutates faster than the traditional flu virus, which is why staying ahead of it is so important.
Okay, so the mutating seems important. Does that mean that the COVID boosters that are coming out are targeted for the latest mutation of this disease?
That's a great question. They're actually not. These latest boosters are aimed at something called the KP2 variant. And right now we're on KP311 variant, which, you know, just based on basic numbers, you can probably tell comes later. But right now that one is the most prominent variant here in the U.S.
Okay. Those sound like Apple operating system updates to me, but I will trust you with that.
Yeah, they really do, don't they?
So our vaccines are for the older variants. Is that going to be an issue? Are we going to be protected against newer variants?
So experts say that the vaccines are still going to provide some defense here. Right now, all of these variants are evolutions of the Omicron COVID variant. And so because our vaccines are targeted to something that's in a similar family, let's say, it should still provide some defense. Dr. Peter Marks is the director of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research at the Food and Drug Administration. He says the concern right now isn't that vaccines won't provide defense against new mutations. It's that people aren't getting their vaccines at all.
So I think the point of this campaign is that if you have someone in the office and you can get them to get a COVID-19 vaccine, that is probably better even than what we have now, which is people who haven't had a COVID-19 vaccine for 1 or 2 years.
All right. So you've spoken to experts. You've given me some data. I am ready to go. How do I get my vaccine?
Yeah, so I reached out to our local health department, and they are telling people to check in with their local pharmacies to see who might have access to it already. They're also reminding people to get that regular flu shot, which you're talking about, Lizzie, while they are there. Melissa McMasters is a registered nurse at the Marion County Public Health Department in Indianapolis and the administrator of the Immunization and Infectious Disease Program. She says they don't have the vaccine just yet.
And as soon as we do have the vaccine available, we'll put out a release about that.
And right now, anyone older than 6 months is recommended to get that vaccine.
Ben, thank you for that timely update as we are approaching flu and it seems like COVID vaccine season. I will be in line to get my COVID vaccine when my pharmacy has it, so I appreciate these updates. If you have questions that you're too afraid to ask your doctor, more questions about COVID or flu season, or just anything you would like us to cover here on the checkup, please don't hesitate to reach out. Until then, stay safe. Bye, Ben.
Bye.